The Man Who Escaped, Episode 17.
Fletcher, disguised as an old man, went to the Ringside Club with Marilyn. Kincaid was not there. The head waiter told them Colonel Kincaid owned an antique store. Fletcher and Marilyn didn't notice that the man sitting at the next table was listening to them. The man followed them when they left the club. They went to Jackson Boulevard and found Kincaid's antique store.
At the Ringside Club, Rossi sat down and pretended to listen to the music. Actually, he was studying the faces of the people in the club. If John Kincaid was there, he would recognize him at once.
Is everything all right, sir?
The head waiter asked as he approached the table. Rossi nodded and then asked,
Is it always this crowded?
The head waiter laughed.
You should see this place on a Saturday night.
I'm looking for a friend of mine,
Rossi told the head waiter.
His name is John Kincaid. Do you know him by any chance?
The head waiter hesitated for a minute.
John Kincaid? No. I don't believe I do. This is Antonio at the club.
The head waiter said in a low voice.
Yes, Antonio. What's the problem?
The voice at the other end of the phone said.
There's no problem, Colonel. But I thought you might like to know. Some people have been asking about you tonight.
People? What people? Who are they?
I don't know, Colonel. I've never seen them before. First, there was an old man with a woman. Then, a few minutes ago, another man came in and asked if I knew you.
There was a long silence. Then the voice said,
Tell me about the man. What did he look like?
Kincaid stared at the phone as it rang. He was sure Fletcher had managed to get his phone number from Antonio. Finally, he picked up the receiver.
Hello?
Kincaid.
Hooper,
said Kincaid, taking a deep breath.
Where are you?
Never mind that now. I've got something to tell you. A young woman and an old man are looking for you. They were at the club asking questions. I followed them, and they went straight to your store. I don't know who they are, but be careful.
Hooper, I think Fletcher's in Chicago. Antonio...
Kincaid began. Hooper interrupted him.
I'll talk to you when I see you tomorrow night. Be there at 11 o'clock.
Kincaid did not sleep well that night.